And we're back live, and the phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, love to hear from you this morning. Telephone number 608-321-1310. You can learn more about Claus Financial on their fantastic website, clausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Claus Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. Without any further ado, we welcome in our retirement planning professionals, CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas. CJ, how you doing this week?
I am doing great. You know, I had a couple of clients say to me, "Are you guys still doing the radio show?"
Because
we missed
still
for
alive?
A couple weeks straight.
Yes.
And just makes me realize that people actually listen to this, so that's good.
I got the same. I almost feel like we should just every few months just take a couple of weeks off because you suddenly realize, oh my goodness, there's a ton of listeners. Malia, I hope you had some time to get some rest and relaxation. How are you doing this morning?
I sure did. Thank you. And I was just thinking, wow, the calendar continued to move. And although our show today is not about this, please remember next week your taxes are due. Oh. And we're not accountants, but we like to remind people that that date is showing up next week. So make sure you're in cahoots with your accountant to get this completed.
I know one of the things that are universal between accountants and, of course, what you preach at Claus Financial is planning and the importance of planning ahead and being prepared. And as we talk about those two worlds kind of crossing like an eclipse, really, really important stuff to keep in mind this morning. We've got a really important conversation ahead as well, which involves the future of Social Security that benefits your income and, of course, understanding how these different benefits can coordinate with your spouse or ex-spouse. There's some really important nuances and things to understand about that, and we're going to get into it with CJ and Malia in just a moment. In the meantime, if you have a question, and one of the things I also noticed during a couple of weeks off was there's a lot of misunderstanding out there. If you ever have questions, this is a prime opportunity to get some of that stuff cleared up simply by picking up the phone, giving us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. And don't worry, if you've got a question, you are not the only person with that same question. Not only will you be helping yourself out, but you're helping everybody else out by asking that question. You can learn more, as mentioned, about Claus Financial on their website, clausfinancial.com. Also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. That's Claus, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Another really cool feature of the show is the Claus Quiz Question League. We'll be doing one later on in the program. Your chance to win a great prize, a $25 gift card to Target, provided by our friends at Claus Financial. Little tip, typically, just I think it's about every time, the question and answer to the Claus Quiz Question Week come up during the program, so it pays a number of ways to pay particularly close attention. And before we start talking about Social Security and coordinating with your spouse or ex-spouse and understanding kind of how those benefits all work, let's actually take a look back at the last program's Claus Quiz Question Week. Get the question and the answer there as well, Malia.
Yeah, so we had this discussion, like Sean said, a couple weeks ago, and the question of the week at that point was true or false. If you're a non-spouse beneficiary and you inherited an IRA after January 1st of 2020, this is when things changed, you must draw out the entire account within 10 years. So again, true or false. The correct answer was true. Lewis called in with the correct answer. Congratulations to them. But just keep in mind, if you are the beneficiary, you probably of any type of inheritance, you probably want to sit down with someone who can kind of spell out next steps for you. And that's what our show is all about. So listen carefully to today's show for another question.
And you can listen back to that program as well at clausfinancial.com. That's Claus, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. As mentioned, phone lines are open, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. And since, you know, so many people do depend on their future Social Security benefit for income, today we're going to be talking about understanding how those benefits coordinate with your spouse or ex-spouse, which is interesting thing to say there, CJ.
It is, although I'm still reeling from Sean saying two worlds colliding like an eclipse. I was just like, that is brilliant, you know, terminology there, Sean. I don't know if you got onto that, but I'm amazed. Anyway,
yeah.
With the recent eclipse, very impressed. Okay, yes, we are talking about Social Security today, and this is a pretty hot topic, especially as it relates to ex-spouses, so current spouses or ex-spouses or widows or widowers. So obviously, we all are aware that we're entitled to our own Social Security benefit, but you need to be aware that if you had previously been married or are currently married, you may be also entitled to a spouse or ex-spouse benefit. To understand your specific situation, we would suggest that you reach out directly to Social Security to get your specific numbers. And if you don't have a spouse, then you can simply go to ssa.gov and calculate your own Social Security benefit at your FRA, your full retirement age, which is based on your birth year. Or you could look at what your reduced benefit would be if you chose to collect sooner. But if you have a current spouse or ex-spouse, there are several things to be aware of with regards to collecting your Social Security benefit based on your spouse's record. A Social Security spousal benefit, and I'm using air quotes here, is available to the following. It's available to current spouses, ex-spouses, and widowed spouses with some eligibility rules. So that's what we're going to talk about here. First category is current spouse rules. If you have been married for at least 1 year, your benefit may be as much as one half of your spouse's or worker's PIA, primary insurance amount. And by the way, the PIA is just a dollar amount of your spouse's full retirement age benefit. So again, if you've been married for at least 1 year, your benefit may be as much as one half of your spouse's PIA amount. And this is depending upon the spouse's age at retirement. However, if the spouse begins receiving benefits before normal or full retirement age, the spouse will receive a reduced benefit. Also, you are not eligible to receive a spousal benefit until your spouse files for their own benefit first. So let me give you an example. Say your married couple have been married for at least a year and your spouse's full retirement age is 67 and their PIA, their primary insurance amount, is $3,000 a month. And you, as the spouse, are 60. So your spouse turns 67, they pull their PIA of $3,000 a month, which is their full retirement age benefit, at which point you are and I said 60, let's say you're 62. That's a bad example. So 67, your spouse is 62. So you're eligible, but your benefit, when you look at your own benefit, is only, you know, $800 a month because maybe you didn't have a high paying job or didn't work very long into a Social Security qualifying job. Well, you are entitled to half of your spouse's PIA, except for your drawing early. So you'd be entitled to $1,500 a month minus, you know, some reduction for the fact that you're drawing before your full retirement age. Now, there's a quick example, but I know many of your heads are spinning right now listening going, wait, what just happened there? Feel free to talk to your financial advisor, your accountant, to get more information about this. But we sit down and run these calculations all day, every day with people just so that they understand how this works. And again, you must be age 62 to file or receive spousal benefits. So you have to be eligible yourself to be able to even draw spousal benefits.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number is 608-442-5637. And if you've got a question, love to have you join us this morning. Telephone number to get on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. So CJ, you touched on current spouse. What about ex-spouse rules? What do we need to know there?
Yeah, this is where it gets even more complicated, but pay close attention here because there's a lot of people listening who have ex-spouses. So here's some of the rules on ex-spouses and Social Security. Both ex-spouses are eligible for spousal benefits and need to have been married for over 10 years and have not remarried prior to age 60. Let me just read that over again. Both ex-spouses are eligible for spousal benefits. I'm emphasizing eligible because just because you're eligible doesn't mean you're going to get any benefit from it. And you need to have been married for over 10 years and have not remarried prior to age 60. you can receive a spousal benefit based on an ex-spouse's record, even if your ex-spouse has not filed for his or her own benefits. But your ex must be age 62 or older. So this is critical. 10 years, you can't have remarried prior to age 60. You don't have to worry about whether they're drawing or not, because again, you're not married to them. You don't know if they're drawing Social Security, but they must be at least 62 or older. You need to be divorced for at least 2 years if you wish to claim benefits before your ex-spouse does. And finally, this is kind of an interesting note, taking a spousal benefit does not reduce or change the amount your current spouse, ex-spouse, or your ex-spouse's new spouse may receive in benefits. So often we'll hear this. Here's what I'll hear from people. They'll say, oh, this is me. I was married for 15 years, went through a kind of a nasty divorce. My ex-spouse is 64, living in Arizona, and I'm here in Wisconsin. And so I'm going to draw. And please just tell me this is somehow going to screw him or her up, right? Like it's going to reduce theirs or it's going to do this, and it's like, no. You're drawing off their record, but they don't need to be involved, nor is it impacting them or their life. Or the opposite is true. They go, I'm not going to do that because I don't want to hurt them, right? So it's one or the other. It's like a vendetta, or they don't want to, impact the ex-spouse in their current marriage. Same thing there. It's not going to impact them. But I cannot suggest enough, if you were previously married for over 10 years and you do not plan on getting remarried before you're age 60, like really, really, really slow down and take a look at this, because this is one of the only ways that you can draw a benefit without impacting your own benefit. Because notice, a spousal benefit when you are an ex-spouse is not reducing your current benefit. This is not the same when you are married drawing a spousal benefit. We will get into that more later on, but again, complex topics, just really work with your financial advisor on the best strategy.
This stuff is absolutely fascinating. As we talked this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, there is a lot to understand, and that's one of the importance of if you ever have questions about whether it's a topic at hand or anything revolving around retirement and retirement planning. We've got our retirement planning professionals available to you right now from Kloss Financial. All I got to do is pick up the phone and give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with Malia and CJ. Don't forget about the telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIB. Phone lines are open for you right now, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website. Also get to know the team, learn about their separate divisions. Also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, the website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number is 608-442-5637. The phone lines are open also at 321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. And we're talking about the eclipse earlier. Just a quick note. I am one of those people that avoids tolls at all costs. So I jump off I-90 and travel through Love's Park. And I was on my way down on Monday to go see the eclipse in Southern Illinois. And I drive by the beautiful Kloss Financial building you have.
And you waved at us.
I do. He's like, you guys got that great pizza joint right next door, too.
Yes, we do.
Masiano's, yeah.
That's why we're all a little thick.
If you drove by at the right time, I was out there with glasses looking at it.
I sensed something. But one of the cool things, too, as we kind of reach that state line area, folks, if you're in, obviously, Dane County, Fitchburg, Rock County, state line area, Northern Illinois, listen to the podcast anyway. Anywhere across the country, when you go to klossfinancial.com, as a matter of fact, you can see all the people that Kloss Financial potential, where they are working with them. They're across the country. It's really, really cool. Great opportunity with Kloss Financial. And Malia, we're talking this week about Social Security and, of course, how much you get in Social Security benefit. If you're collecting off your spouse's record, what do we need to know there?
Yeah, so a little bit of repeat information, you know, because ears perk up when we start talking about, what amount would I be able to collect when I go into retirement from my Social Security? And many people, especially if we want to talk about maybe people who have chosen to stay home to help raise the family, male or female, over the years, many of them don't understand that they actually would have a benefit, perhaps, that they can collect as a spouse. I've gotten that question many times over the years that they thought, well, because I didn't work, I just stayed home, I probably don't have any type of benefit coming to me. So that's where CJ mentioned this a little earlier. As a spouse, you can claim a Social Security benefit based on either your own earnings record, or you can collect perhaps a spousal benefit. And that spousal benefit will provide you 50% of the amount of your spouse's Social Security benefit as calculated at their full retirement age, that FRA age we talk about. So this is how it works. You're automatically entitled to either a benefit based on your own earnings. Again, an average of 35 years is how Social Security works that out, or a spousal benefit based on your spouse's, or as CJ mentioned, your ex-spouse's earnings. And this is what you need to know. Social Security will calculate and pay the higher amount. Now, you don't get both. That's the other thing to understand. You're not going to get both, but they're going to calculate and pay the higher amount. And we would suggest, you know, it is worth the time to sit down with a Social Security specialist, make an appointment over the phone, and understand, you know, your situation, because everybody's got, you know, maybe it was a marriage for X amount of years, maybe there was a divorce, maybe there's more than one ex, maybe you're a widow. There's so many different factors that could play into the calculations. It really is important to sit down with a specialist. So many people ask us how an early retirement may affect these benefits, and that's really important to understand as well. If you collect a spousal benefit and you begin collecting this benefit before you reach your full retirement age, you have to understand that your benefit will be permanently reduced. So what I'm saying is, if your spouse takes their Social Security early and you take a spousal benefit early, you're effectively reducing your benefits that's going to be paid out over your lifetime, and that will have a permanent effect on the survivor benefit for which either of you may be eligible. So things to know, and this goes with a regular Social Security benefit as well. Things to know, if you collect any type of benefit before your full retirement age, which for most people listening is probably in the 67 age range, and you continue to work and receive earned income, you may owe some of your Social Security benefits back. You may owe some of them back to Social Security. This is what people don't like to hear. It's like, okay, so I'm getting a benefit and I may have to pay some back if I work and I earn too much. This is correct. But what needs to be understood is, once you do reach that magic age, your FRA, you can collect Social Security, earn any amount from working without being subject to any reduction in benefits or penalty. So just be clear on the amounts you can earn during that year. If you're under your full retirement age, if you're over your full retirement age, you can earn as much as you want and it will not affect your penalty, your benefit. So just to give you an idea back to spousal benefits and how much those average out. So right now, in 2024, Social Security reports that the average spousal benefit for a 62-year-old out there, again, average, is around $612. For a 66-year-old, around $836, and around $916 for a 67-year-old. So obviously, they can be more or less. Those are averages. But keep in mind, you know, we go back to this many times when we're talking about all the different income sources you may have when you go into retirement. So keep in mind that Social Security benefits and spousal benefits are really mainly meant to supplement your retirement income in the future. So that's why, you know, listening to shows like ours and others, when we're talking about building up your retirement savings, is so important, because trying to live on just a Social Security benefit is going to be pretty tough. And then again, we'd say before applying for your spousal benefits, understand how your spouse's benefit may be affected if you take your Social Security benefits early. And what happens upon the death of a spouse will also play into future retirement income. So just take your time and really understand what your choices are going to be.
A lot of great points, as always. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Learn more online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And CJ, I know some folks will talk about filing on their spouse's record and then claim their benefit later. Is that still an option?
And the short answer is no, it isn't. But we do get questions about this all the time. So I was kind of referencing this before. If you're married, and planning on, hey, I'll draw off of my spouse's record while I leave my own alone to accrue, assuming you didn't do that years and years ago, that is no longer allowed. So this used to be known as the file and suspend option, by the way, for those who have heard of this idea, because some of you are probably listening going, no, that's not true. My grandparents did that. That might be right. Your grandparents may have done this, or your parents may have done this, but it is no longer an option. You cannot file and suspend your own record while then drawing a spousal benefit while your own accrues. However, listen closely to what we were saying before as it relates to ex-spouse's records, because that is not the case when it comes to an ex-spouse's record. As long as you're following those rules, meaning you can't have remarried, you had to be married to that person for over 10 years, they have to, the original ex-spouse has to be at least 62. If all those things apply to you, you could draw off of their record as an ex-spouse benefit while leaving your own alone to continue to accrue. We often suggest this to our clients, but that is not the case when you are currently married. So I hope we have sufficiently confused you all. I mean, it makes sense in my brain, but I don't know if as I communicated it makes sense to you all. Obviously, call into your advisor, call into us if you have any questions.
Also not a good reason to consider divorce either, as we talk.
Yeah.
Keep the one wife. It's cheaper.
Yes.
Yes.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Jay Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Learn more online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. More fun and information next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. So, CJ, do spousal benefits increase after full retirement age? Or if I wait until I'm 70 to claim, will my spouse also get a bigger benefit?
Good question. So for people who have listened to our show previously, you know that you can draw Social Security benefits off your own record sometime between age 62 and 70. And then there's this middle area known as your full retirement age amount. And that amount is known as your PIA, primary insurance amount. Well, the question becomes, all right, well, how does this work when I'm a spouse or an ex-spouse? Do those benefits accrue as well? And the answer is, no, they don't. So if you think, let's think of current spouse. If you are a current spouse and you look at your own record, which is less than half of your current working spouse's amount, then you will be entitled to the higher of those two, as Malia just mentioned. And so you have to elect, and then you get the higher of the two. If you say, well, I'm 66, but I'm going to wait for those higher spousal benefits to accrue, doesn't work. Now, conversely, if you're a spouse who your own record is already more than half of your spouse's record, well, then yes, leave yours alone and it can continue to accrue up to age 70, known as delayed retirement credits. But just remember that it's this idea of like having my spousal benefit accrue beyond my full retirement age. It doesn't happen. Okay. So if you're going to draw off of your spouse's benefit, which is half of their benefit, then you should be drawing by the time you reach full retirement age. Now, of course, next question is, what is full retirement age? So if you full retirement age right now in this year is 66, but it's in the middle of transitioning between 66 to 67. And if you're born 1960 or later, like me, then your full retirement age is 67. So it depends on the year in which you were born, by the way. But there you go. There's some information. Now, also, by the way, all of these things don't impact what are called family maximum benefits. So there's only so much that can come off of one worker's record, by the way. So there are family maximums here that you have to be cautious of in case you have minor children who are drawing off of or disabled children. So a lot of things to be aware of. We're not going to go too deep down that rabbit hole. But please remember what I said before. Rules are different for surviving benefits. So not only, you know, kind of ex-spouse's rules are different, but now let's talk about survivor benefits. A widow or widower whose spouse waited until 70 to file for Social Security is entitled to the full amount the deceased was getting, including the delayed retirement credits. So as long as a surviving spouse has reached full, the spouse has reached full retirement age. So a lot to know here. Just cannot encourage all of you enough. If you have been married, you know, at least once before for 10 years, maybe a couple times before for over 10 years, really slow down, talk to a financial advisor. Listen, even if you're considering getting remarried, slow down a little bit and say, hey, before we tie the knot, if I'm in my 60s or my 50s, or I shouldn't say 60s, because if you're in your 60s, you're fine. If I'm in my 50s, I should slow down, because if I suddenly get remarried, I'm losing access to a spousal benefit. Or furthermore, if I'm a widow or widower and I'm going to get remarried, you actually, same concept there. Widow's benefits begin at 60, which Malia is going to be talking about here in a moment. And so you just want to slow down and talk to an advisor before you make these big decisions.
Really important to have that plan. And as we talk about some of these important decisions and sometimes they can be uncomfortable, things we don't even want to think about. And you mentioned the widow or widowers. And let's talk then about kind of that. It's a reality. What do they say? Death and taxes. It's going to happen. The question then becomes, when it comes to a couple Social Security benefits, what happens then when someone passes, Malia?
Yeah, so, I mean, first of all, it's a tough time when you're going through that and you've just lost your spouse. So I would say as soon as you are able to first call Social Security and let them know that your spouse has passed away, so that effectively they will stop the benefit that's coming into the home for that person, they do need to be notified. If you didn't notify them, they'll find out eventually and they'll retract it. So just so you're aware of that. But if you are the one who's left behind, you should know that you will continue to receive your benefit or your spouse's, and it will be the higher of the two, but it will not be both. And also to note, somewhat laughable, but a surviving spouse living in the same household is eligible to receive a one-time lump sum payment from Social Security of $255 upon the death of the spouse. This was put into place many, many decades ago and has not changed. But after the second person that passes, this is important for adult children to understand, Social Security does not pay out a second benefit to the estate. So it's only the first person that has passed. And as CJ mentioned, you can collect a survivor's benefit as early as age 60. Unfortunately, we do see a lot of people, you know, who lose spouses much, much before age 60. And that's a really tough situation. You really do need to sit down and understand the implications of, yes, at 60, you could start collecting the survivor's benefit. But you really have to look at the big picture, because you're talking about potentially starting an income flow that could be greatly reduced for the next 30 years of your life. So this is a really serious decision. Widows and widowers can restrict their application to file for either their own benefit, and that's what you want to talk about, or the widower benefit, and then later switch to the other benefits. So you might do this if your own benefit amount at age 70 would be larger than your widow benefit, and you may be able to claim the widow benefit for several years, then at age 70 switch to your own benefit. So just be very, very careful about making those last, you know, those quick decisions, as CJ said, before you enter a second marriage, third marriage, or before you just say, okay, I've lost my spouse, I'm just going to start turning on Social Security for that benefit, because this is going to affect literally the rest of your life.
Very, very important conversation this week. If you missed any part of the show, do not forget, you can always listen back at KlossFinancial.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast online at KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Go on and hold on to that telephone number now. It's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Target or Target, if you prefer. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the earliest age that you can file for or receive spousal benefits from Social Security? Is it 62, age 62, or age 70? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win the $25 gift card to Target. And don't forget, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. 608-442-5637. CJ Malia, miss talking with you guys. Great to have you back. You enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
It's not a horse show, it's a horse fair. We're going to take you there next year on 1310 WIBA.